and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. And I guess we give you a State of the Nation address each and every day. And it ain't looking real good. Before I forget here, True Seekers, because we care and comfort in knowing, Thursday, November 18th, that is tomorrow at Serrano's at Lincoln Village, Mark and David Geyer. Oh, this ought to be a good one. By Alice Brenner, with excerpts from the video of Mark and David Geyer, they're going to be talking about, should I take the flu shot? And, that's interesting. So that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from 7 until 9:30 on Serrano's at Lincoln Village. The contact number, and that's at 6406 North IH-35, and the contact number is 512-577-5394. Should I take the flu shot? Not taking anything this government hands out. That includes their cheese. Folks, we're going to put out the office number for RBN. And, you know, we've had some people that have been dealing with us for quite some time, and at least dealing with me. That have told me that basically what our friend there in France was saying. Well, folks, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking this anymore. This is phase one. There are people that we have been running across in the last month or so, and they've got more money than I don't know what. But they're business people, folks. They don't tithe. They don't give anything away. They don't support. They're business people. But they've got more money than you and I have had in 10 lifetimes, I guarantee you, or more money than we've ever seen. But I've been talking about phase two. Phase two is to have a radio station in every major population center in the United States. Do you think putting a network together is hard? Well, I'm about ready to pull a rabbit out of my hat. I talked to Lindsey Williams about this, and he said, my God, John, he said, nobody else has done this. He said, this is a marvelous idea. The truth in people's face, 24/7. And you know what happens when they tune into programming like this? Howard Stern. I mean, check this out. Don't take my word for it. Howard Stern, when he was in his heyday, his fans, his listeners would only tune in 18 to 20 minutes of his daily broadcast just to see what he was up to. His detractors would listen twice as long, the people that hated him, just to hear what outrageous thing this guy said the next time. Do you know what happens with programming such as this when people hear it for the first time? I had a person tell me today that they were getting in trouble because nobody could get them out of their car. They were listening to one of these low-power FM stations, and they didn't want to leave the program. They listened to the program from beginning to end. They don't even want to get out of their cars and go into their homes or their offices to go to work. We had one lady that was consistently late. The boss asked her, well, why are you always late? Well, I'm listening to the show that I can't get here in the office. I had to listen to it in my car. That's how powerful this is, folks. If we've got a ghost chance in this country of waking up this dead populace out here and taking this country back, it's only going to be through communications. And, of course, the foot soldiers. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. We've got loaded phones. We'll go to your calls.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
For all of you out there that ever wondered what you can do, I'm going to make it real simple for you. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen right now. I don't care if you don't have any paper. Write it on your hand. I'm going to give you a number. 800-724-2719. I would like you to get up out of your chairs right now. Go over to your telephone. Dial 800-724-2719. I don't care that if you're at work. Go to the bathroom. Get your cell phone out. I don't care how or where you're at. Public telephones, they always can use the toll-free numbers, 800-724-2719. I want you to call in with your pledges today to this network, because I have promised a listening audience out there that once we are established and we have enough advertising here, and I knew this was going to happen, we'd have a bad month or two or whatever. Well, all the advertisers were lined up for this month. Well, they're going to be with us, but not this month. It's going to be next month. Well, unfortunately, people that provide services, telephone, satellite services, high-speed internet, electricity, rent, even though I would have loved to have taken care of that little problem today, these people don't wait to get paid. And we are working overtime for one thing and one thing only, to make sure that this network is secured. Once this network is secured and we have a full program lineup, Then phase two starts. I may not even do radio in the future here, folks. There's a lot of work to do. And there seems to be a shortage of good talk show hosts out there that know the score, that know the game, that are on top of their game, and they're not allowed to speak what is on their mind. There's not a whole lot of them out there. But this network must survive. 800-724-2719. MasterCard, Visa, folks, we don't care. As much as you possibly can today. And don't leave it up to somebody else. Because I guarantee you, if we have any surplus this month, it'll be spent on next month's bills. I guarantee you that. But I am working overtime to do one thing. And that's to make sure that this network is on solid ground. And I may not have the time to devote to do a radio program, to do it every day. I may drop in on my own network from time to time. I don't know. But I know one thing. I've got years of work yet to do. Years of work yet to do. If we have the time. I don't know that we do. Maybe God will grant us a little amnesty period here. He has for a long time. Maybe he'll give us just a few more years. I don't know. I know he's all powerful and he can do many wondrous things. But I don't think that he wants to see this country go down, do you? In its present condition, some would argue that'd be the best thing. But I don't believe that. I don't believe it in my heart. I don't believe it in my conscience. I think what he's sitting there doing is with his arms folded going, okay, you characters, I created you, I gave you everything you needed. Now what are you going to do with it? I need you to call this number today, folks. And there's stories that I could tell you that it would literally turn your hair white, but I'm not going to do that. I know I got a little gal here that's my wife, that she works her fingers to the bone. And I'm serious. I could not have done this without her. So the next time that you do call into the office for information, a lot of people call this place for information. You know, I heard this story, you know, where's your resource? Or do you guys have this book? Or where can I find this? If you're calling for a product or a service or you're just calling to get some information, take the time to tell her, thank you. Thank you. Howard in Texas. Hello, Howard.
I want to say Sandra's a sweetheart.
She is.
So I'm really sad that happened.
Well.
I really am.
Well,
she is a sweetheart.
Well, I guarantee you, the woman that lit into her today, it'll never say another word to her again. I guarantee you that. Because I was serious. I told her husband, I said, I will remove her head and I will put it in her hands. The next time you see her, she's going to be throwing her head into your hands. I will not tolerate that. Not from a person like that to a person like I have as a wife. Oh, no. That ain't going to happen.
And you know, John, the thing about it is people... See, John, I'm a disabled veteran, and John, I'm on fixed income.
I understand.
And I already was negotiating with Helotes, the city of Helotes, because our garbage bill went up, and they are right now working on reducing my bill because they know there's a bunch of us out here, the disabled veterans as well as senior citizens, who cannot afford these increases. They were trying to do a tax, reduce our taxes, because they know things are getting really bad. But, you know, John, people who have these yellow ribbons on their cars, they say support the troops.
Yeah.
If you really want to support the troops, donate to John. Donate to the RBN, because I'll tell you something. I'm almost certain the troops over there, they got internet access and they got satellite access over there, over in Iraq.
Oh, and
they're listening.
They also listen to us on shortwave also when they can.
And when they can. So if you really want to support them, give it to RBM so they have something to listen to so they know what is actually going on here.
There's somebody that wants to put a radio station right next to Fort Hood. That's the largest army base on the face of the planet. Now, I wonder how long that little low-power FM would last, but I guarantee you, for as long as that candle would burn, it would burn brightly. people are not getting the news. Howard, they're not getting the truth.
Well, I know. You know, John, last night I turned on PBS or Frontline, and guess who it was? The whole piece was about Wally World. And talking about all of these jobs that have been lost in the United States because of Wally World. And talking about China. John, what blew my mind away was near the end. They were speaking, you know, PBS or whoever, the frontline people were speaking to the head of, I think it's the shipyards, and not the shipyards, you know, what do you call those, John, when they load ships?
Dockyards.
Dockyards.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the imports and the exports. And this lady was just smiling away, and then they said, how much do we import through here, this particular dock area? And she said, we import around $30 billion. And she said, a lot of it is coming from China. And she said, what is it? And they said, electronics, it's all kinds of things. And then the frontline guy said to her, what do we export and how much?
Jobs.
$3 billion. And they said, $3 billion? What is it? I almost died, John. Recycled, it's paper for recycling, scrap metal, and raw cotton. And that is what we're shipping out of the country. And almost cried, and I said, I said to myself, we're in trouble. People don't realize what that means.
We have a $500 billion deficit that's been running for so many years, I lost count. And what is happening is the wealth, the people. You know, there's a finite amount of money. People don't understand this. You know, they'll run down to Wally World to take advantage of the cheaper prices. But, of course, they pick up the label and it's made in China. And they're there. And I said this right from the start, right from the outset, when Wally World really started hitting its stride. I said, enjoy it. It's going to be a short boom. It's going to be fun times for the consumer because you can run in there and save a little bit of money. But those products you're buying can be made right here in the United States for Americans at a decent wage. Yeah, you might have to pay a few more pennies for that item, but you know what? It supports us. When these people walk into Wally World, oh, sure, Wally World gets their cut for the profit of that, but the majority of that money goes right back to where? China. They're eliminating the jobs here, and they're not done. All that money that's spent is sucked right back out of this country. They're farming the jobs. If I get one more call from some bamboozle idiot from India trying to make himself sound American, I think I'm going to crawl through the phone line and slap them.
And, you know, John, there's another thing. I looked at all the manufacturing jobs. A lot of them have left. And then you've got the service jobs, you know, like the telephone service jobs are leaving, computer tech service jobs. John, do you know what's coming next? You know, because people in our church, you know, they work on air conditioners, electricians, plumbers. Well, a lot of them are like, you know, everything's fine, you know, with their Walmart and all that. And after seeing that program, John, you know what they're going to do? There is going to be these corporations that are going to come up with the trade jobs. They're going to take those trade jobs, like the plumbers, electricians, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to train people for low wages to do the same amount of work.
That's what they're
doing. And that is who's, that is next in line, John, because all these people who are in the trades are like the plumbers and the electricians and the people who work on wash machines, dryers, they work on air conditioners. They're soon going to be out of a job, John.
Howard, they're not even thinking like that. They're trying to fool themselves into thinking that they're okay right now and they're going to be okay tomorrow. But they're not going to be. Hey, thank you for your call, Howard. I appreciate it. Mike, John, Chris, Wes, Danny, and others, everybody hang on. And we'll get through the calls quickly here, okay, so you're not hanging on forever. First call up, you've been hanging on since 4:45. You're up next.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Is under martial law, complete with curfews and press restrictions. A report in the prestigious Lancet says 100,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed since the start of the invasion. Unemployment is running at 70%. Kidnappings and beheadings are rife. While the breakdown in security has driven every international aid agency out of the country, but never mind Fallujah, a town of 300,000 souls, of which many have already met their maker, has finally been pacified. That'll teach him to lay off foreign mercenaries in the future. Oops, I mean contractors, of course. Congratulations, USA. Now that it is all right with the world, some 200,000 exiled civilians can return home, provided they still have one to go to, that is. A report in the Los Angeles Times described the city as a tabloid of destroyed buildings, burned-out cars, battered mosques, and piles of rubble. No building was sacrosanct, including hospitals and clinics. The fate of those who stayed behind because they have nowhere else to go or did not want to abandon their belongings and valuables is uncertain. Reports of families burying their dead in gardens, eking out an existence on flour or dates, bleeding to death without medical assistance, or becoming ill after drinking contaminated water paint an ugly picture. We have yet to discover how many newly minted orphans there are, courtesy of the Marines, such as the 5-year-old Aisha Salim, who lost her parents and grandparents in one of the U.S. military's precision strikes. Indeed, we may never know, as the mouths of the reporters embedded with the troops open and close according to military dictates. We would never know how many U.S. soldiers are breaching the Geneva Convention, but for a renegade video aired by Australian ABC television, in it, a Marine shouts, "I've just injured one." He's between two buildings. One of his colleagues walks over to a tiny alleyway separating the two houses, climbs up into a metal drum, and fires his weapon in cold blood. "He's done," he announces flippantly. We may never learn whether his victim, exterminated like a rat, was a hardcore foreign fighter, a local insurgent, or merely a male resident of Fallujah prevented from leaving. Men aged between 15 and 55 were either rounded up or forced to fight to stay alive. Members of the Scottish Black Watch Regiment, whose job they say is to patrol the rat run, confirmed the status of fleeing Iraqis as rodents. In a further breach of the Geneva Convention, U.S. troops prevented a Red Crescent convoy of emergency aid from reaching the main Fallujah hospital. I've already told you about that. Yet even though the stench of human flesh pervades their nostrils, one Marine held the view, "We will win the hearts and the minds of Fallujah by ridding the city of insurgents. We are doing this by patrolling the streets and killing the enemy. Those who have lost mothers, daughters, sons, and brothers to this bountiful nature will, no doubt, be grateful." Another such enlightened soldier, Lieutenant Colonel Garth Brandel, told the BBC, "The enemy has got a face. He's called Satan. He lives in Fallujah." Others of his ilk were holding evangelical ceremonies on, or dressing up as gladiators or for chariot races using horses confiscated from Iraqis, in the mold of the movie Ben-Hur. A third, a music lover, was quoted as saying, "Only two songs send a shiver up my spine, the Marine hymn and the song by Toby Keith after 9/11, which says, 'We're going to kick you in your butt. That's the American way.'" Folks, what a bad time in this country. What a sad time in this country. Mike in Indiana, thank you for holding, Mike. You there?
Don't slap me.
Go ahead.
Don't reach to the phone and slap me because I'm from Indiana, not India.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Hey, you're doing a good job. There's people out here doing stuff. Hey,
Not enough of them, Mike.
I know that. I've been doing this for 13 years. I've been beaten. The first time I stood up for the truth, I was on submarines, and I told someone, you know, somebody was doing something wrong, doing a weapons load, and I turned them in for it. I spent 6 years in fear for my life, and they beat me, and a couple other things happened. But I lost my wife. I lost my kids because of all this. And I was injured at work. I've been off work for 2 years. And I'm just getting to the point where I can get around. I go out and tell people. I went to churches the other day. Three churches were empty. Not even a pastor around on Monday. I found one church. I told him. You know, I talked to him for a good 45 minutes. His mouth hit the floor. I'm like, "Hey, I told you. Now you need to tell your congregation." But people aren't listening. I drag myself out of the house at least once a day to try to find somebody to talk to. Nobody listens.
They'll listen the more that they hear that same voice instead of that lone cry.
Oh.
When they hear it from 5 or 10 people in the same day, or 100 people, they'll get off their spot, their comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
Or their aisle of denial.
I gave a lady, one of my wife's friends, like 5 Alex Jones videos. And she goes, "I don't want to watch these because they'll scare me." I'm going, what? If you don't watch them, what do you think is going to happen when it starts to happen?
See, people, the American people, we've been so coddled in this country. We've been so spoiled by our material goods and the ease of our lives, that when something difficult comes along, they can't handle it. The rugged independence that literally built this nation out of the earth doesn't seem to be with us anymore. It's still there in spirit, but not in practice. It needs to be rejuvenated.
Yep.
It's not lost. It's just been hibernating for a long, long time.
People are going to learn not to be afraid of the pain because it's going to be worse if they don't get used to it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, in dental terms, well, do you want me to do the cavity now or wait till abscesses and then I got to yank it out? Which do you think is going to hurt worse? Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it. John, Chris, West, Danny, Chris, hang on. We'll get to all your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
For the 48% of Americans who voted against the Bush doctrine, this is not the American way. They include a former Marine Staff Sergeant, James Massey, from Waynesville, North Carolina, who told the WSW website, "We're committing genocide in Iraq." He describes his disillusionment thus: "We were like a bunch of cowboys who rode into town shooting up the place. I saw charred bodies in vehicles that were clearly not military vehicles. I saw people dead on the side of the road in civilian clothes." He recalls how his trigger-happy compatriots mowed down 30 civilians at a checkpoint on a single day. When I think of this, folks, I mean, is a picture starting to form here? And I watch this incessant support by the news medias. No negative stories. They just report the body count to you every day, like they used to do with us in Vietnam. Remember that? That was America's first TV war. And you used to be able to watch your evening news. And they'd give you a little screen wipe at the bottom of how many Americans died in Vietnam that day. All for the likes of George Bush or Dick Cheney, some of the mastermind criminals on the face of this planet, for Condi Rice. You know the fix is in now that this little black Frankenstein is in there, and that's not a racially motivated statement, folks. If she was white and looked like Frankenstein, I'd say the white Frankenstein. Donnie Rumsfeld sticking around. All the other characters are bailing out. The John Ashcrofts, Mr. Blockhead Tom Ridge, Homeland Security. Do you think these people are going to be replaced with a kinder, gentler form? or are they setting up a new regime in Washington, D.C.? Oh, well, it can't happen in America, you say. Really? Really? It couldn't happen that our Congress would abrogate the responsibility of giving us legal money that we can deal with each other with. The government would never tax us out of our socks to 50-60%, would they? They would never commit malfeasance at that level, would they? They would never lie to us. They would never commit our troops to foreign shores. Folks, I don't know if you know what's going on here. But start paying attention. If we have not had any legitimate terrorist attacks in this country by foreigners, if we keep this up, I guarantee you we will have. What other recourse do they have? What other recourse? Since the latest go-around in Iraq, 100,000 Iraqis dead. Over the 13-year period, 1.5 million Iraqis dead. For what? George Bush's plan, the peace plan laid out by Israel to go mow down civilians in Iran or Syria? Quite frankly, folks, I don't want to have anything to do with them. And if we weren't messing with them, they wouldn't have anything to do with us. We're giving them our brand of democracy over there. We're going to give them the porno theaters. We're going to give them women's rights and voting. We're going to give them the whole shebang. All of what we corrupted and made bad in this country, we're going to try to carbon copy that in the Middle East. Now, how do you think it's going to fly with these people over there? And who gives a hoot and a holler what the civilians in Iraq do, or Iran, or in Syria, or in Saudi Arabia? Who cares? Why should that be an issue for the United States? Because some greedy little one-worlders want to go over there and make a little profit. Want to set up a few military bases. Want to do a few more contracts with our industrial complex friends. Folks, there has been no foreign policy in this country since the 50s. The foreign policy that we're doling out right now is at a point of the gun, and if you don't like it, you die. That's America. It's not the America I was born in, and it's certainly not the America I want to die in. This criminal cabal in Washington, D.C. has to be shut down today. Not tomorrow, not before they wipe out a bunch of other innocent people. Not before they screw somebody else out of billions of dollars. Not before they protect the likes of Ken Lay and their criminal cabals. Not before they bankrupt another savings and loan and hang the tag on the taxpayers for us to pick up the bill because somebody wants to defraud somebody. John in Connecticut. Hello, John.
How you doing, John? How you doing today?
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm feeling so sorry for you and Alex Jones. I listened to Alex the other night, and he was, like, totally upset. And I support you, and I will be sending a donation to you and Sandra. I've talked to Sandra on the phone before. And just want to say, you know, I've been passing along literature, you know, like www.infowars.com to the people around here. And nobody just seems to want to hear it. They're all just been dummied down and everything. And to all you patriots out there, I mean, it's time. It's time has passed to be afraid of all this. I mean, I only live in a small state, and the other day I got faced down by an Apache attack helicopter. I mean, he was in the attack mode. He was pointing his weapons right at me, and I just grabbed my AR-15, and I went out there, and I pointed it at him. Two Chinese soldiers sitting in this damn thing, and he just turned around. They smiled at me and just took off, and it's just past time to be afraid of these monkeys, because if we don't do something soon, there isn't going to be the country to take back. What really disturbs me is that, you know, I've been getting a lot of, you know, literature from these militias all around the country, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years or so, and they're so interested in selling books and videos and tapes and everything. But, you know, what I'd really like to see is someone else called up Alex today. He says, you know, Alex, I'd like to see you do a talk show or a TV show, or maybe we can get some marches, you know, going together across the country. I'm not advocating violence here. just advocating some kind of march on Washington and let them know how we feel and let them know we're not going to take this anymore. And all you patriots out there, please, get out there and support your country, support John Stadtmiller, support Alex Jones. These people are risking their lives. I mean, damn it, don't be so afraid. I mean, these people already know where you are. They already know where these militia groups are. They've already got your name down their hit list. It's too late to be afraid of them. You got to get out there and do something for the country before they take our beloved country away from us. My God, what would our forefathers say? Wouldn't they be rolling over our graves right now if they fought so hard and valiantly for this country, only for us to give it away so easily? But please get out there and support John Stadtmiller, Steve Quayle, and all those guys out there that are trying so hard to defend your freedoms. That's all I've got to say, John.
Thank you, John.
And God bless you for what you're doing. And people, just get out there. Don't be so afraid of these monkeys. If you're going to be afraid of them, that's what they're working on. They're working on your fear. If you're afraid of them, they're going to take everything away from you.
That's exactly. John, thank you for your call. I appreciate that very much. He's exactly right. Folks, thank God there are some thinking people out there. And what a party we're going to have when we start to once again feel our own strength. For the sake of our country, but for the sake of what's right. What's right? What's decent? What is the right thing to do? Chris in New Mexico. Hello, Chris.
Hi, John. How are you?
Sitting here in tears. Go ahead. You talk.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Listen, you know, if I had $1 million, I'd certainly send it to RBN, but, you know, let me just tell you, last year on my good old tax return, the bottom line was my net income was $3,000, okay? I mean, that was for the year. Now, 6 or 7 years prior to that, I was pulling down $50,000 a year. And now it's like down to $3,000. And I'm inclined to say that there are a lot of Americans that are in exactly the same boat because they've watched their jobs go out the window. They've watched their families go out the window. You know, the poor people out there that have got, you know, both husband and wife working two jobs each, you know, their kids are basically being handed over to the government. I mean, you know.
And what they're being taught in the schools, what they're using the schools.
They're not being
system.
Taught anything.
Well, yes, they
are. They're being taught how to be a useful
idiot. Au contraire, sir. They're being taught to be global citizens. They're not being taught what it is to be an American. They're not taught our form of government and what it takes to keep it. They're not being taught at all. But you're right. They're not being taught the correct things, but they are being taught.
Well, you know, I've only been listening to you and Jack and Alex and, you know, Dr. Stan and all the rest of them now for just a few months, you know, but believe me, I got up to speed like really quick.
Doesn't take long when the truth is out there.
Yeah, but you know, the nature of this whole thing, I was thinking about this. It's really immobilizing. You know, I mean, you just have to like stop everything you're doing and you go, how are we going to get out of this?
Well, one step at a time. The longest journey takes with the first step, the small step.
Well,
how we're going to, and I want you to keep listening because we've been talking about this for years. I've talked about this to the point that people evidently don't hear it again. It is the one person taking that responsibility to do whatever they can, whatever their imagination. Forget about the whole problem here. What can you do to influence your own little sphere? What can you do to wake people up? What can you do? Can you get a lousy bumper sticker, put it on the back of your car to give somebody else the opportunity, to respond, to at least go to the information and then make up their own minds? This is what we've got. Everybody's running around this country looking for a great leader. Well, let me tell you something. They ain't out there. We're just all regular human beings here. Nobody's special here. Wes in Arkansas. Hello, Wes. Go ahead.
I tell you what, I've been thinking about a few things since I've been on the phone here. One question is, Can you provide a regular number instead of this 800 line? This has got to be costing you money. I've sat here for 45 minutes.
Right.
And would have been happy
to
have paid that on my own dime.
No, that's fine. The phone bill, that we can handle the phone bill.
Okay.
And we get about 4 cents a minute on long distance. So our long distance is pretty cheap.
Well, it all adds up. So
I appreciate that sentiment, but what does need to be done is the advertisers that have spoken to me step up and advertise. The people that have been supporting this network along until it can stand on its own 2 feet, these are the people that need to have to step up. I appreciate what you're saying.
Well, I agree. Here, I'll tell you what. While I was sitting here waiting, I got online and I canceled my HBO, I canceled my Cinemax, and I canceled my Showtime on the old satellite TV. You know, I've been listening to you for 6 months free now, and I'm going to do this, and I challenge some other people to do it. I'm going to put myself on a voluntary subscription. I'm going to send you $150 for the 6 months, $25 a month that I've been listening to you now. And I'm going to call and I'm going to give you my credit card number. And if you have the ability, I'm going to okay that, a $25 charge a month.
We have an automatic thing, PayPal, on the website, rbnlive.com.
Well, we're doing it then.
Then you can make a one-time shot donation, or you can be on a continual deduction every month.
Well, that's the way we're going to go then.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do huge chunks.
No.
But $25 a month, I'm never going to miss. You know, in addition to the other things that we're trying to do here locally, you know, I try to support Frank here locally, and I do what I can for him. And, you know, I just challenge everybody listening. You know, $25 a month. You know, it's that monthly income. You know, don't give 25, 30, 50, 100 this month and then forget about it for 3 or 4 months. That's how you get in holes like you're in right now.
Let's
get John some income that he can bank on every month.
Exactly.
You know, and hey, let's face it, folks. You know, put it on the credit card. Screw those guys. You know.
And by the way, Wes, in a few short, let me just not say months or weeks, but go ahead, use that credit card, because we're going to tell folks how to get out of that credit card debt.
And I called and asked before, you know, if you were going to do that show again.
Yeah, we will, Wes. I just now connected the dots. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Appreciate the kind words, and thank you for your efforts. All right. Folks, I mean, it's down to it. I mean, all of our backs are literally against a wall. All of ours. And you might have enough money right now that you're insulating yourself. And you can keep lying to yourself or tell yourself fairy tales that osmotically something is going to happen. We're going to brush up against something and something's going to rub off on us, or somehow tomorrow is going to be better. Well, here's the bad news. The bad news, it's not going to be any better tomorrow. It's going to be worse. Well, what's even worse than tomorrow being worse, that if we don't do something today, the day after tomorrow is going to be worse than the day before. How much worse can it get in this country? $73 trillion in the hole by a government that doesn't care about you. Oh, they say they care about you. Oh, yeah. That's why you'd decimate my checkbook, wouldn't you? Folks, try going out and writing bad checks and see if your butt doesn't end up in jail. How can the government get away with doing this? Oh, that's right. They've got a credit line. It's called the International Monetary Fund, and its member banks inside the United States called the Federal Reserve. We can borrow, 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 borrow. Oh, and by the way, the juice is still running. That's right, the interest on it. We can't even pay the interest on the amount of money that these clowns in Washington, D.C. have borrowed, supposedly, to make your life better. You know, I must be working on an ulcer. A doctor here wrote me a prescription for Nexium. Get this one. For 30 tablets of Nexium, right? $130. I was on the phone today to HEB. I am going to talk to the person that sets prices in the HEB pharmacies here in Texas. I want to know why people are getting ripped off. $130 for 30 lousy capsules that it cost them a couple of bucks to make and package and send out. My God, when's this going to stop? Danny in Tennessee. Hello, Danny.
John, how are you doing?
What's on your mind today?
John, I just wanted to call in. I'm a little emotional right now, and I'm sorry. I'm former United States Marine, and I'm a disabled veteran, and I can barely walk, and I'm dying of cancer from depleted uranium poisoning. And when I was in the Marine Corps, they had asked me if I would kill Americans and help carry out terror attacks in the United States, and I finally wound up getting out and started telling people and, you know, warning people. I had a good idea that 9/11 was coming, and the symbol of my unit was a big green dragon rising out of the world, rising out of New York Harbor and eating the World Trade Center. And, you know, people said I was a kook, and my own family kind of turned on me, and I got the whole, you know, you're not a patriot and stuff like that. And,
yes, you are. Yes, you
are. And then the morning of 9/11, my wife had helped me in the bathtub, and I was laying in the tub because I can't walk unless I take a bath in the mornings. And the phone rang, and it was my mom, and she was crying, and she kept saying, you're not a kook, you're not a kook. And when she said that, I thought, oh, God, what have they done? And then, you know, I turned my TV on and I listened, and people have got to wake up because they are going to destroy this country. And, I mean, they are going to physically wipe America off the face of the earth. And it is coming so soon. These people are evil. I mean, it's just, you know, we're just so surrounded by evil, and sometimes it gets so overwhelming. And the veterans like me, you know, I mean, I spend so much time, you know, probably once a week just crying, wondering if, you know, if the things I did when I was in the military, you know, did I hurt somebody that was going to attack America, or did I hurt some guy that was in, like, the International Monetary Fund? And it's just overwhelming sometimes. But I just wanted to let you know, I listen to RBM. I sit at my computer, you know, for 6-7 hours a day and listen to you guys, and I love you guys, and you all are basically all that keeps me going. And I'm going to fight the New World Order and fight these evil people until I drop dead. But I just wanted to call in and just keep going, John, and I love you. And I've been saving up some money so I could have surgery, and I'm going to mail it to you guys.
No, no, God, for please.
Well,
no.
I mean, it doesn't matter for me. You know what I mean? I mean, my life isn't important. It's this country. And everything that we fought for 200 years is going to be gone. And you see all those, you know, 100,000 Iraqis dead and 1.5 million Iraqi children dead, you know, since the first Gulf War. And I saw those babies that were born mutated from depleted uranium. And I see what's happening to our boys over there. And the ones that are coming back, they're going to be like me. They're going to die. And you know what happens when I go to the VA, John? They tell me I was born that way. I mean, they won't even help me, John. And I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, Daddy.
It's just so bad, John. People won't wake up.
Daddy, thank you for your call.
You're welcome, John.
All right. You hang in there.
I will, buddy.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Go to a break. I'm sorry about that. Chris in Canada. Hello, Chris.
Listen, I feel like I'm a son of the Polish parents, came to Canada, 1990. But I feel like I'm an American because I love all the freedom and everything that America stands for, I am reminded of Tadeusz Kościuszko, who fought in your revolution, and all the good things that came out of this country. I just think that there are plenty of people out there who listen to RBN, and why don't you financially support them if you want to do something, if you're looking for leadership? Until you find it, buy something, okay? That's how you help. That's how you will defeat the New World Order. You understand, you people? Either you're Americans or you're mice. Not to insult mice.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Point well taken. Rick in Michigan. Hello, Rick.
John, first off, is Danny out there listening? I want you to email me, firebaseadrian@tc3net.com Yahoo.com or hotmail.com.
Say again.
Firebaseadrian, A-D-R-I-A-N. Adrian, at Yahoo, Hotmail, or tc3net.com. John, I talked to you. You remember Radio Free Lenawee, and when you had to stop in there one night to do a program?
Oh, yes.
Well, I was the guy there.
Okay, good.
It's Rick Townsend.
How you doing, Rick?
And I'm a veterans advocate. Geez, I wanted to get on all this stuff, but we're real short on time. I just wanted to let everybody know there's a veteran in Tennessee who's been unjustly put in jail because he refused to violate a federal law, which is your VA disability cannot be attached, and a them black robe thugs. They said your divorce decree, you have to pay this much amount of money in alimony, and his income comes from VA disability and a Social Security disability, which is either one or unattachable. So now he's in jail because he can't pay his alimony.
Do you have a website, Rick?
For this story, Dale Van Leuven and Jerry Berry, JereBeery.com.
All right. Rick, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Ann in Rhode Island. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I am Ann from Rhode Island, and I just want to say, why aren't the militia going up to Washington, D.C., and going up there and doing something? John, I am a woman. I have a boyfriend. I am not afraid to die for my country. I'm not afraid to get a bullet in my chest. I'm not, because my boyfriend taught me how to shoot, and he taught me well. Why is everybody so afraid?
Because an armed, and Ann, I wish we had more time to explore this, but armed resistance at this point is what they are waiting for. And we cannot do that. What we can do at this point, and I'm not saying throw out your bullets, your beans, and your Bibles, because we're going to need them in the future, I guarantee you, to what degree, that's going to depend on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, what we've got to do is unite. I'd like to see a million man march and woman march in Washington, D.C. for the Constitution of this nation.
I am not afraid to fight. I believe in my country. My boyfriend's a patriot. And you know what? I want to tell the woman out there.
800-724-2719. Give us a call today, please.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.